and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned in to the broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here in Matthew chapter 10, the Gospel of Matthew chapter 10. And we left off in verse 21 last time. The Lord says here that the ministry of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the ministry of his people and his churches, that's the context of our Lord gives here. The ministry of the kingdom, the ministry of the gospel of Jesus Christ will cause a division amongst mankind, even into the household, even to a father being willing to betray his son, even to a mother being willing to betray her daughter, even to the children being willing to betray the parents. As I mentioned last time, this first comes to the Jews because of their religious zeal that's spoken about in the scriptures that's not according to knowledge. And so in this day of the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the day of him building his church, in the day of him fulfilling his gospel, those that were saved and those that were drawn to the Lord Jesus Christ and being followers, disciples of him in his church, there that he leaves at Jerusalem, his first church, they are alienated and ostracized by their families that stay following Judaism rather than following the Lord Jesus Christ. And so they betray them. They'll betray them to the likes of Saul of Tarsus, who comes persecuting the church and haling men and women to jail and into death. And so that he speaks first to that. And then he speaks to the children of God over the course of the centuries and millennia, even beyond those that were first part of the Lord's churches and the gospel coming to the Jews first, but then ultimately to us Gentiles and over the course of the years and testimony of different martyrs and such as that, that we know that families would betray their own to save their own skin. They would give up their others. During World War II, there were things that happened such as that regarding the Jews and regarding those of faith. And so the Lord says, this will happen because of me. As the Lord says in other places in the scripture, he said, I didn't come to bring a peace, but I came to bring a sword, even within a family. Even within a family, there would be this treachery because of one stand for my sake. Ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. In verse number 22 of Matthew 10, he says, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. He said the saved will be manifested because they will endure to the end. See, he says earlier that don't premeditate when you stand before the magistrate, the judge, the governor, what you should say, because I'll give you a word to speak. The Spirit of God within you will give you a word to speak in that self same hour. And that's the difference with the children of God, is they have the Spirit of God living within. No person can undertake this ministry for the sake of salvation to be saved. Only those who are saved can undertake this ministry by the power of God, the power of the Holy Spirit that lives within them. He says, he that endureth to the end shall be saved. He says, not the enduring causes one to be saved, but we understand from all the context of the entire Word of God that the saved will endure unto the end. Verse 23, but when they persecute you in this city, flee ye into another. So don't stand up and fight. The Lord's word has never been to fight because of oppression for his sake. Flee into another. For verily I say unto you, ye shall have not gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come. He says, you won't run out of cities to go to. Now that's an interesting statement, because in our minds we would think that there surely you could come to a point of running out of a place to run to. But the Lord says, you won't run out of cities to flee to before I come. Verse number 24, a very important point that you and I need to know as the children of God. The disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. Ranking, hierarchy. In our day, in our culture, we don't want to talk about hierarchy. And granted, there's many, many times and many places that hierarchy is abused and should not be used and referenced. But in regards to us and the Lord, there is a hierarchy. The Lord Jesus Christ, He is just that. He is our Lord. He's our Master. The children of God have been bought with a price. We are not our own. We are slaves of Christ, although the Lord doesn't treat us like slaves. But we are His. He's bought us. We are owned by Him. And not only are we His slaves, but we're made by adoption His children. And so these are references in the Scripture that helps us to understand who we are before the Lord. And He said, we are never going to be above our Master. Never going to be found above our Lord. And what He's doing is He's laying something out for us here to understand. Because, see, the thinking that we can have is that the Lord saves us. Everything's just going to be, rosy cherry and everything just be wonderful and great and easy going forward. Listen, they abused our Lord. They beat Him. They scourged Him. They spit upon Him. They smacked Him and punched Him and beat Him and hit Him over the head with a rod, a reed. They platted a crown of thorns upon His head. That's what they did to Him. Can we expect to be treated better than the Lord? Could we expect to be esteemed greater than our Master? He tells us plainly, don't expect it, because it will not be. The disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. Verse 25, it is enough for the disciple that he be as his master. He says to attain to near the level of, that can be, but never above, and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? If they've said that I cast out demons by the power of Satan, they've essentially called me one of Satan's workers, one of Satan's minions. Are they going to hold up on you and what they call you? No, it'll even be worse. Fear not them, therefore. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. There may be even some very private persecution. Oh, those injustices, those things that are done wrongly, we want them to be heralded from the housetop, and that justice might be served and things might be known. It may not happen in this time, the wrongs, the ills, the wickedness that is done towards the children of God. But one day, the Lord will make it all public. One day, the Lord will make it all known. He says, there'll be nothing hid that shall not be known. And what I tell you in darkness, the Lord says to His disciples and to us, what I tell you in secret, that speak ye in light. And what you hear in the ear, preach ye on the housetops. He says, tell it. Tell what? What you think? No. Tell what Jesus says. What I tell you in the darkness, speak ye in the light. And what ye hear in the ear from me, that preach ye upon the housetops. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. It is our Lord to reverence. It is our Lord to fear. It is our Lord that has saved us and called us child of God. We need to reverence Him and what He has told us, what He has commanded us to do. May God help us that we would do so. Preach, declare, suffer if it need be for His name's sake, knowing He is able and will recompense justly. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay. And, it says in Deuteronomy, the Lord shall judge his children. He says, don't fear them that can just kill your physical body. But you need to fear me. Fear me, the one that has rescued and saved you. The one that is able to kill, destroy both the body and the soul in hell. You need to fear and reverence me. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, two little birds for very little money, and one of them shall not fall to the ground without your Father? He knows even about the very invaluable birds of the sky. He says, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. He knows the number of the hairs of our head. Fear ye not, therefore, when you face these things, when you face this persecution for my name's sake, when you face this turmoil and this strife and this trial for my sake. He says, the Lord knows every whit about you. And he says, don't fear. You're of many, much more value than many sparrows. Fear ye not, therefore, you're of more value than many sparrows. Verse 32, whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father, which is in heaven. Confess me before men on this earth, and I'll confess you before my Father in heaven. The saved will do so. But whosoever shall deny me before men, deny me, discount me, not a witness of my word, him will I also deny before my Father, which is in heaven. Deny me here, and I'll deny you there. That's the way that it is. May the Lord help us that we proclaim him and confess him before men. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. And I referenced that earlier. The Lord said he didn't come to send peace, but a sword indeed. Listen to the extent of it. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. Now the Lord's not talking about a wicked way, in a derogatory and mean and sinful way, but just in a stand and a truth, departing from old ways and old fleshly worldly religion to going to the way of the Lord. It'll set variance even in an own household. He that loveth father or mother, verse 37, more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Got to love me more than them. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. And he that findeth his life shall lose it. But he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it indeed. Are you trying to save all this for yourself, the things of this life? Are you trying to live all life just for you and your way, your thinking, your pursuits? The Lord says you'll lose it. But you lose your life for his sake and the gospel's. In obedience, his command to repent and believe and trust in him, the Lord save your soul and then serve him and worship him, you will find your life indeed. I see that our time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954. By email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.